Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that those without health insurance would be forced to choose between two options, either have insurance coverage or else pay a tax to the U.S. government. Four justices voted for the 2010 health care law to be nullified. Four voted to accept the law virtually unchanged. Chief Justice Roberts voted that the mandate was legal because, contrary to the statements of President Obama, he considered the mandate to be a tax on Americans, which Congress has the authority to impose. Thus, the mandate was upheld by a 5-4 vote. Whether or not this law survives attempts to repeal it, this Supreme Court decision significantly expands the U.S. government's control of its citizens' health, wealth, and liberty. The new healthcare regulations limiting potential earnings by physicians, nurses, and other health professionals is almost certain to persuade many of them to retire sooner than they planned. The regulations will discourage students from pursuing medical and health careers. The result is likely a decline in available health services. What good is access to healthcare if there is no one to provide it? You have to realize that when the government pays for your healthcare, it will have the authority to decide limits on the benefits you receive. For example, my understanding is that the British government's healthcare system prohibits anyone over the age of 55 from getting a kidney transplant, even if the patient is willing to pay 100% of the cost personally. As for wealth, the Supreme Court has stated that if Congress raises taxes, the court will allow it, no matter whether the taxes comply with constitutional requirements. The major impact of this decision will be lost liberties. The court has decreed that the U.S. government can decide what people will be allowed to do rather than let individuals make their own decisions balancing risk and benefits. Therefore, the court will not strike down laws that Congress may pass restricting people's rights to acquire and consume alcohol, tobacco products, sugar, salt, hot coffee, fried foods, meat, desserts, processed foods, and anything else considered to be unhealthy. The court might also allow Congress to restrict activities that are considered health risks, including kissing, trampolines, motorcycles, football, hang gliding, surfing, hunting, mountain climbing, and children's playground equipment. The details of the healthcare lawsuit are nowhere near as important as the fact that the Supreme Court decision represents a major expansion of U.S. government's authority for people control. Perhaps the Supreme Court should have considered invalidating Independence Day, as no longer applies to what used to be the land of the free. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.